This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The G20 Leaders Summit will conclude at Johannesburg in South Africa today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the third session of the summit themed A Fair and Just Future for All, Critical Minerals, Decent Work and Artificial Intelligence. Mr. Modi reached Johannesburg on Friday on a three-day visit to South Africa to participate in the G20 summit hosted on African soil for the first time. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will join his counterparts and make an intervention during the third session of the G20 summit today. Before the session, Prime Minister Modi will attend the India-Brazil-South Africa IBSA leaders meeting. IBSA is a unilateral forum bringing together three major democracies and emerging economies from Asia, South America and Africa. India, Brazil and South Africa share common developmental priorities and are pluralistic, multicultural, multi-ethnic, multilingual and multi-religious society. On the sidelight of the summit today, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Take, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Later in the evening, Prime Minister will depart for New Delhi. Asanyo, Akashvani News, Johannesburg.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposed six new initiatives aimed at global development on the opening day of G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, yesterday. These include the setting up of a global traditional knowledge repository, Africa Skills Multiplier Program, Global Healthcare Response Team, Initiative on Countering the Drug Terror Nexus, Open Satellite Data Partnership, and a Critical Minerals Circularity Initiative. India, Australia and Canada have announced a new trilateral framework, the Australia-Canada-India Technology and Innovation, ACITI, Partnership to Enhance Cooperation in Critical and Emerging Technologies. The announcement came following a meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg yesterday. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi stated that the partnership will help expand cooperation across key technology and innovation domains. The government is likely to introduce the Constitution 131 Amendment Bill 2025 in the upcoming winter session of Parliament. The bill seeks to include Chandigarh in Article 240 of the Constitution of India in alignment with other union territories without legislatures such as Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu and Puducherry when its legislative assembly is dissolved or suspended. The winter session of Parliament is set to begin on the 1st of next month and will continue till the 19th of December. The Delhi government has issued an advisory for private officers in national capital to operate at 50% on-site workforce capacity, with the remaining staff continuing to work from home. The step has been taken as a precautionary measure in accordance with the latest directions from the Commission for Air Quality Management. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa emphasized that under Stage 3 of Graded Response Action Plan, the government is proactively implementing pollution control measures with intensified focus on public health and air quality protection. World leaders have agreed to a deal at the United Nations Climate Conference COP30 in Brazil that seeks to address the crisis, but the agreement does not include any mention of phasing out the fossil fuels driving climate change. The text was approved after negotiations stretched through the night yesterday, well beyond the expected close of the two-week COP30 summit in the Brazilian city of Belém, amid deep divisions over the fossil fuel phase-out. The IMD has forecast shallow to moderate fog over northeast India and Uttar Pradesh during the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in a very poor category. Air quality index was recorded at 381 at 7 a.m. In squash, Indian prodigy Anahat Singh defeated her senior compatriot Joshna Chinnappa to win the women's title at the Indian Open in Indore yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.